Okay.
Darren, a tough, tense Ulster derby, but the work rate of that Tyrone team today was just incredible.
Yeah, you know, the boys have put a lot of work in since November time. You know, I think when you had the legs in the second half, you know, boys stepped up a gear in the second half. I think we did that. We got the first score of the second half as well, which gave us a good pedestal to push on. But, you know, they came back at us, you know, and one of the fighting team, you know, after winning the Ulster Championship, you know, they were never going to give up.
And that work rate, of course, paved the way for yourself and Conor McAllister, two dangerous inside corner men, 11 points between you. It really worked for both of you today.
You know, you have to give the boys out the field the credit. You know, they were kicking lovely ball in, and, you know, they were working very hard to get us the space. You know, me and Conor, you know, we've the easy job of taking the ball over the bar. So, you know, things worked. It worked well, so the camp's happy.
And just like everybody else, yourself and Conor have to put in the work rate to do get back out there, put in the tackles. A very important part of everybody's job in this Tyrone team.
Yeah, as you said there, you know, it's tough getting up and down, but, you know, whatever the team requires, you know, there was visor like Petey Harp, it was tired running up and down, so, you know, we give him a wee hand out, so it's the least we can do.
And now you've got Kerry, which is the ultimate test, by far. The best team in the world, maybe not by far when you look at the likes of Dublin, but the best team in the country, the All-Ireland champions, and now you have to work out a plan to take them out.
Yeah, as you said, they're All-Ireland champions. You know, they're playing well, you know, they're scoring lots of goals, so, you know, we have a massive task ahead, but, you know, we'll enjoy these next couple of days, and, you know, we'll be focusing on Kerry now.
And against a team like Kerry, who do score a lot of goals, maybe Tyrone are going to have to step it up in that regard as well. I mean, it was obvious from the team warm-up today that goals were on your mind, but it didn't happen again, and maybe that's a worry that Tyrone aren't scoring goals.
You know, I think the goals will come. You know, I think it's hard there when you're playing the likes of money until you get in for the goals. You know, they're very defensive, you know. And, you know, I think the goals will come, especially in Croke Park. You know, it's an open pitch, you know, so I think there's plenty of time. But, as you said, they will need to come in the next 2 weeks.
Seems a long time since April the 17th when Tyrone lost out in the Ulster Championship to Donegal. Now you're sitting here, going into late August, and you're in an All-Ireland semi-final.
I know, you know, it's great, but the time has flew. You know, we knew that we wanted to be in the semi-final. That was a goal at the start of the year, and, you know, everybody in there has put in a massive effort. You know, the backroom team especially. So, you know, we're grateful, and, you know, we've put in a lot of hard work, so I think we deserve this.
And a young team with a lot of newcomers in it, that run through the qualifiers, it's given those boys a chance to develop their game and to work themselves into the system and getting a lot of games onto their belt.
You know, the qualifiers is a great thing. You know, I like it. You know, I think it's more open football played in it. You know, also very, very competitive, as you say. It's give them a young lads a run out like Mark Bradley and Miler there. You know, they're playing the top class stuff, you know, for such a young lad. So, you know, it was great to give them boys a couple of games under the belt before we came to the big stage.
And one Aidan Dorkman put them over the bar at one end, and another Aidan Dorkman with a great save just to keep you in at the end.
That's great. You know, I was very happy for Niall there. You know, he's a key part of the team, and, you know, me and him are very good mates. So, them last lack of answer, they were cat. You know, I thought the game was never going to end, but for him to make that save and put us into the semi-final, you know, there's no better man.
Well done, Aaron. Thank you very much.
Good luck, boys.